I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. Paul the Apostle says in verse 6 of Galatians 1, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another. But there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Notice verse 8, it says, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Well, the gospel is this, according to the Word of God. 1 Corinthians 15:1-4 says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. The gospel is this, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, according to 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. Now, many people think they know what the gospel is, but not many really understand exactly what it is and its meaning. But if you read the Word of God, you know what the gospel is. It's the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. There is only one gospel. Now, the devil tries to substitute many things. There are many false gospels or many false religions in the world today, according to Galatians chapter 1 and verse 6. 2 Corinthians 11:3 says, but I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Simplicity, because some people try to make it hard, but God says it cost a lot. It cost my only begotten Son his life. He laid down his life. He shed his blood. It was not easy, but it's free for those who would accept the death, burial, and resurrection of my Son, God says. For God sent his Son into the world to seek and to save those who were lost. He sent his Son into the world, his only begotten Son, to give people everlasting life, according to John 3:16. Some people try to make this hard. Some people want to work their way to heaven. And most religions are something that man has figured out. If I can be good enough, then I can go to heaven, people think. If I can do many good works, if I pay so much money into the church, quote-unquote, then God will save me. I will be able to go to heaven. Maybe my good works will outweigh my bad works, and so at the end of life, maybe I'll go to heaven. But that's not the gospel. The gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord. And it's a sure thing. Salvation is sure. Some people think that salvation has to do with emotion. They tell people how it feels to be saved. Well, let me tell you today that there's fact, faith, and feeling. First comes the fact that Jesus bled and died on the cross of Calvary. He was buried and he resurrected on that third day. Fact. Faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. As Christians, we often want to get books and things and try to help our loved ones find Jesus Christ by getting them a book and saying, look, read this. This man got saved this way, or this person is a theologian and he's going to explain things to you about Jesus Christ. Well, let me say this, that there's nothing wrong with good books. But there's only one good book that will tell anyone how to be saved, and that is the Word of God, that is the Bible. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Don't think that any one person is going to lead another person to the Lord without the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We're not saved by emotions. We're not saved by works. And then we're not saved by experiences. Remember, it's fact, faith, and then comes the feeling. We're not saved by experiences. See, you know, if I were the devil, I would give any wanted experience. In other words, if someone wanted to experience a vision, if they wanted to see an angel, if I were the devil, I'd let people see angels and worship angels. If I were the devil, I would say, you know, you need to worship this statue over here and pay homage to this statue, and that way, you know, you're doing good, so go ahead and do that. Anything that the devil can do to get our mind off of Jesus, he's going to do it. But we need to keep centered. We need to understand that it's all of Jesus Christ. There's many religions in the world, and there's many areas and many different things and people and cults that try to tear down Jesus Christ. Higher criticism consists of tearing the Bible apart. They say that the Word of God is not true because there's discrepancies in it. There are no discrepancies in the Word of God. A person who has any, pardon this, but if you have a lick of sense and you go through Genesis to Revelation, you're going to find out that there are no discrepancies. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If the devil can keep people from reading the Word of God, they won't get saved. And then we see those who teach evolution. That's a religion. Then we see people who teach atheism. This denies God to, these people deny God to get away from any responsibilities. Then there's socialism. This is government taking care of everybody. Government cannot save. You have drugs. Some claim to worship and they get close to God by taking drugs. That's a fallacy of hell. And you have those who actually worship demons. These people love sin. They think sin is expressing themselves to the good. And there are those who have their own private religion. And most people have this kind. I'm as good as the next person. I worship who I want to worship. And if that person goes to heaven, I'm going to heaven. Well, that's a private religion, and you must come by the way of the cross. And then there's humanism. This is anything that is contrary to God. Now, the true gospel is actually called by eight different names. It's the same gospel with eight aspects. First, you have the gospel of the kingdom, found in Matthew 24:14. This is the good news that God is going to set up His kingdom on the earth. It's good news because there will be peace. There is no peace today apart from God. There will be no peace until Jesus sets up His kingdom during His millennial reign. This kingdom will be a fulfillment of the promise to David according to 2 Samuel 7:16. It's going to be a political kingdom. Christ will be king, ruler, judge, lawmaker. This kingdom will be a Jewish fulfillment of the promise to Abraham and the 12 apostles who are going to be sitting with Christ. This kingdom will be universal. Righteousness will cover the earth. Even Baptists can handle snakes then, according to Isaiah 11:8. And then we see the gospel of God. Romans 1:1 says, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. God planned it. His love provided it. His work proved it. Jonah 2:9 says, salvation is of the Lord. And then we also see another name, the gospel of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 14 says, for we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reach not unto you, for we are come as far as to you, also in preaching the gospel of Christ. On and on the scriptures go by naming the gospel. We see the gospel of the grace of God. Acts chapter 20 and verse 24 talks about this. And it's the grace of God because it saves without the law. It saves without works or human effort. It saves those who could never deserve it or ever earn it. And then we see the glorious gospel. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. It's the glorious gospel because it is the God of glory who is calling us to share His glory, according to 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10. Number 6, the gospel of salvation. Ephesians 1:13 says, "In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise." It's the gospel of salvation because it saves, it delivers, Romans 1:16. It saves from past, present, and future sin. It saves from the penalty, the power, and the presence of sin. And number 7, the gospel of peace. It's the gospel of peace because it brings peace with God, Romans 5:1. It imparts peace. It brings peace of mind. Most get peace from the bottle, the booze or pills. In Romans 3:17 it says, "And the way of peace have they not known." And then, finally, we see the everlasting gospel. Revelation 14:6 talks about the everlasting gospel. It's everlasting because it never has been, never will be, but one true gospel. Salvation is only in the everlasting gospel of Christ. Have you accepted the gospel message? Is your life changed? You need to trust Jesus as your Savior today if you want to go to heaven. The gospel of Christ is this: the death, burial, and resurrection. The blood of Christ cleanses from all sin. And if you've never trusted Him as your Savior, you need to do so right now in order to make sure of heaven. Ask Him to come into your heart. Trust Him. It's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy that He saves us. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Paul the Apostle warns against false religion. There is only one salvation, there is only one Jesus, and that one Jesus is the one who gave His life for you, and you need to receive Him today as your Savior if you want to go to heaven. There's only one way. Ask Him to come in to your heart. If you are saved and you're not serving Him, shame on you. You need to turn to Him today and say, "Lord, forgive me for not taking the gospel to this lost and dying world and living for You to show other people how to be saved." You need to bow your head and ask His forgiveness today, not for salvation because you're already saved, but because you have turned on God. You've turned your back on Jesus. Let Him lead you today as a saved person. Well, it's been good being with you today, and let me remind you to look at our website, lrwm.org, lrwm.org. You can download a transcript of this program and listen to this program once again and other programs of It's a Good Life. Write to me today, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Until the next time when you hear me say It is a Good Life, may the Lord bless you richly is my prayer.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. This program is listener supported. Support your local church first. Any gifts to support this ministry can be sent to LRWM at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.